This is a post-Christmas edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you for listening and for subscribing. Remember, my email is wright.todd@yahoo.com. You can find me on Instagram at toddwright2121, as well as on Twitter at toddwright2121. Don't forget, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is a separate podcast to this if you need fantasy information for your season-long championship week. Let me first thank Bill Curry Ford and Brandon Legal Group for their continued support, not only of my podcast, but also of my Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm. They service the greater Tampa Bay area, and if you'd like a free consultation because you have a legal need and want to know if full service covers what you need, how about a free consultation? Can't beat that. 844-4BLG-4ME. Or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. And a quick word on Bill Curry Ford as they continue construction at the dealership of a huge new facility. They're going to have everything under one roof instead of the service department being a little further south than the dealership itself. Sean Sullivan, a big supporter of mine. Sean Sullivan sold me a vehicle a little over a year ago. You can get in front of Sean Sullivan to have that experience as well. And you do so by reaching out to Bill Curry Ford on Northdale Mabry and asking to speak to Grace Thomas. Grace knows me well. Grace will appreciate that you are a listener of mine and that you are asking to get in front of the GM, Sean Sullivan, to get into a new Ford vehicle, a pre-owned Ford vehicle, or a wide selection of other makes and models that are not manufactured by Ford, but they are there on the Bill Curry Ford lot. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Recording this on the day after Christmas. I hope you had a good Christmas, good holiday weekend as we look ahead now to New Year's. Nathaniel Hackett was fired after Denver was embarrassed on Christmas Day in a game I at times forgot was on. It had no significance to me. Now, I wish I would have had Cam Akers going in that particular game. For fantasy purposes, I did not. So I had no skin in that game. Two failed franchises in 2022. Disappointing for various reasons. Rams coming off winning the previous year's Super Bowl. Broncos trying to get things going again with their franchise with Russell Wilson and a new head coach. The new head coach is gone. That's the first step. There could be more coming with the change in general manager, perhaps cutting losses with Russell Wilson. Somehow, they don't have a number one pick to give up the way, say, the Rams did to move Goff, or the way the Eagles gave up picks to move Carson Wentz, because the Broncos gave up those picks when they traded for Russell Wilson, who had an awful season and is now going on 10 years removed from his one Super Bowl victory. So as I record this, middle of the afternoon on Monday, December 26th, there are now three head coaching vacancies as we look ahead to next season. The Panthers dumped Matt Rhule a long time ago, but still have a path to winning the NFC South and potentially maintaining what is left of that coaching staff going forward. The Colts will not be making the playoffs, but there are obvious thoughts that the Colts will maintain what they have with their coaching staff going forward, or at least it will be considered, although blowing that huge lead against the Minnesota Vikings and setting an NFL record the wrong way a couple of weeks ago doesn't help Jeff Saturday and that staff. And then the Broncos now have an obvious opening at the head coach position. Can I first address those who immediately say that this is a landing spot for Sean Payton? I don't think so. I'll say there's a 2% chance that Sean Payton ends up here. Sure, Broncos ownership has the money that Sean Payton would desire. I don't think they have the quarterback that he desires. If this was 5 years ago, yeah, but I don't think Sean Payton wants to try to fix Russell Wilson. And also, Peyton has pretty much already made it clear, as he's putting a staff together to coach next year, Vic Fangio is his likely defensive coordinator. May I remind all of you, Vic Fangio was fired in Denver so they could hire the disaster of Nathaniel Hackett. Why would Vic Fangio, a year later, want to go back to the same franchise who tossed him out because they thought Hackett was better? So I don't think that's going to work. What I want to do today is speculate on who else might be out of current head coach, of current head coach positions in the National Football League. We've already had three terminations. How many more might we have in the coming days, coming weeks? And then when we get to that Monday after the final Sunday of the regular season, where it's Black Monday traditionally for a number of coaches, and it actually overshadows the start of the National Football League playoffs. So just throwing names down on a piece of paper off the top of my head, I wrote down 11 names that could be out for various reasons. Some may surprise you, some may not. Not all would necessarily be terminations. So in no particular order, I'm going to run down this list. Why don't we start with Todd Bowles? And I'm going to say, sure, he's on this list because he isn't really a head coach anyway. He failed in his first stint with the Jets. He's made many of the same mistakes again with the Buccaneers. And one of the flaws of the Buccaneers is they do not have a head coach. But I think Todd Bowles will maintain his employment with the Buccaneers because Tom Brady is likely to leave. The Bucs won't have a quick fix at the position to replace Tom Brady to maintain hopes of being a playoff and Super Bowl contender. And I think the Glazer family will pay Todd Bowles to coach whatever is left as this team is torn down in 2023, and then likely relieve him of his duties after the 2023 season, because without Tom Brady, they're going to be a bad football team. Many say they already are a bad football team. Without Tom Brady this year, they're probably a 3-win team and in competition for the number one draft pick. But I think the Bucs will just let Bowles keep coaching because there will be no expectation of competing in 2023. And then they will look to sort of restart the franchise on a new path after the 2023 season, trying to get their quarterback, trying to get their head coach, and going on from there. So I say Bowles stays, and it's not an endorsement of Bowles. It's just the direction of the Bucs franchise. Let's go next to three coaches in the NFC West, some that you might find interesting that are on my list. Let me start with the one that you won't, and that's Cliff Kingsbury. This is year four for Cliff Kingsbury. And things in Arizona have just gotten messier and messier. I don't put a lot of that on Kingsbury, but the overall record is under 500, even though there was the one playoff berth last year and the Cardinals were embarrassed in that playoff game, the first ever Monday night playoff game, albeit against the future Super Bowl champion Rams. I saw a report that said Kingsbury could just walk away from all this. It wouldn't surprise me. It also wouldn't surprise me if Arizona fired Cliff Kingsbury. I don't know what that would mean for Kyler Murray, who always just signed the big contract, still may have aspirations of playing baseball at some point. I don't think he walks away from all that money, but this is going to get messier. And maybe Kingsbury's just like, you know what, I'm good, or the Cardinals will try to do something else and hold Kingsbury accountable for the fact that he has a sub 500 record in his 4 years in Arizona. So either way, wouldn't surprise me if Arizona has a new head coach next year. I've heard some of the same things many of you have already heard. The Cardinals might try to fix this from the top down by bringing Bruce Arians back and either putting Arians in a position to just put the fires out, stabilize some things that are out of control with the Cardinals, whether he coaches or he doesn't coach. But a return of Arians, if Kingsbury moves on or is moved out, is something to keep an eye on. I'll put McVay on this list from the Rams just because he went from winning a Super Bowl to a very messy encore. The Rams kept going all in for years under McVay to win a Super Bowl, and it worked. And this year, they crapped out. I don't really know what the future of the Rams are. What is the future of Matthew Stafford? Where are you as it relates to Aaron Donald, who talked about retiring at the end of last year? I think in the end he got two more years. McVay's lost a lot of assistant coaches. And I've heard that McVay may be smart enough to get away from something and go the TV route for a while, see if he likes it. Clearly, it looks like television would suit him. You got an offensive mind like that, face for TV, recent Super Bowl champion. You know, it seems like Tom Brady's planning to keep playing, so if Fox was trying to keep the seat warm from Tom Brady, they might be like, all right, we got to go get somebody else. I don't actually mind Greg Olson as the number one analyst for Fox, but I think Fox would be very interested in McVay. And there may have even been conversations last year coming off winning that Super Bowl between McVay and either Fox executives or other television executives. So it wouldn't be the Rams firing McVay. It would be McVay stepping away, which might allow Raheem Morris to be promoted to head coach of the Rams, and McVay takes a TV gig. Pete Carroll's on my list because he's 71 years old. And while the Seahawks are struggling now to make the playoffs, they've been one of the more entertaining and interesting teams in the NFL this year. He has an offensive coordinator who is going to be very coveted for a head coaching job. And I wonder if Pete Carroll might decide, I've done this long enough, and leave the door open for his offensive coordinator in Seattle to stay in this situation, stay with Geno Smith, and build on what the Seahawks did this year with a lot of draft capital going forward. I believe Carroll is also the executive vice president of the Seahawks, so he could stay in the organization and just decide not to coach anymore. I got nothing to go on here, but he is 71 years old, and there appears to be a successor in place if Carroll just decides, hey, I'm going to leave the sidelines. I love this organization, and I'm just going to work from the front office going forward. So Seattle's not firing Pete Carroll, but I wonder if Carroll would step away from the sideline, maintain his role in the organization as an executive vice president, and allow his OC to be promoted. So there are three scenarios in the NFC West. I think Kingsbury walking away or being terminated by Arizona is the most likely, but keep an eye on McVay or Carroll saying, I've had enough. Elsewhere in the NFC, I'm not convinced Arthur Blank doesn't dump Arthur Smith. I know it's just 2 years, but what are the Falcons really doing? I don't know that you have enough reason to keep Arthur Smith in a very winnable division this year. They're probably not going to win the division. What are you doing at quarterback? I guess the crutch is, well, you just drafted Desmond Ridder. He's just getting in here in the last month, so you can't hold Smith. Well, you can hold him accountable for that. Or do you really believe Desmond Ridder is a quarterback that can take you places? I know, as I continue to wonder openly what the future of Lamar Jackson is for next year and beyond in Baltimore, a colleague of mine has said, Jackson, you know, the Falcons would love to throw a lot of money at Lamar Jackson to run their offense. And to me, that's a lot better than Desmond Ridder. Although, you know, I'm on record as saying I know why the Ravens aren't coming back to the table to throw $200+ million at Lamar Jackson, because Lamar Jackson doesn't win them playoff games. He doesn't run an offense that can finish games. The Ravens continue to lose games that they lead by double digits in the fourth quarter or the second half. But Atlanta may say, well, your problem is our solution. I'm not sold Arthur Smith has a future in Atlanta. Yeah, I understand if he stays one more year, but he's on my list for obvious reasons. Has Dan Campbell done enough in Detroit? Probably, but the Lions have made dumb moves before. The Lions got on a run here lately, right? What, winning 5 of 6, 6 of 7, although they just had a key loss over the weekend. So I'm guessing Dan Campbell stays at this point. I'm guessing he's done enough to stay, but they're the Lions. His name needs to be on this list. So I could go either way there, but for me to not suggest the Lions could dismiss Dan Campbell would be naive to leave him off this list. And then as a Cowboys fan, Mike McCarthy is definitely on this list. I think unless the Dallas Cowboys make the NFC Championship game, that's where Mike McCarthy has to get this franchise, because they haven't been to the NFL Final Four in 27 years. Since winning Super Bowl 30, the Cowboys have never made the NFC Championship game. This is his third year. There was a first-round playoff loss last year, a downward spiral throughout the second half of last season. There have been some struggles recently with the Cowboys, barely beating the Texans, barely beating Gardner Minshew, running the Eagles for the first time this year, and losing in overtime to the Jacksonville Jaguars. If Mike McCarthy doesn't get to the NFC Championship game, I think Jerry Jones will look to the Sean Payton scenario, and if he can't get Sean Payton, then he would promote from within. I think the most likely being Dan Quinn going from defensive coordinator to head coach, since Dan Quinn has experience as a head coach and was successful in Atlanta, getting the Atlanta Falcons to a Super Bowl. So McCarthy is definitely on this list. And four other guys, the other guys are AFC guys. You all know how I feel about loser Lovie Smith. The Houston Texans really have no reason to retain Lovie Smith going forward if they want a winning identity and are actually planning to compete next year. So I would expect the Texans to have this. I would be their fourth head coach in 4 years. When you have the end of the Bill O'Brien era, right? Then the 1 year of the previous head coach, then they promoted loser Lovie Smith from D-Corps, and then they would have whoever takes over this team. I would say loser Lovie Smith the most likely to join Matt Rhule, Frank Reich, and Nathaniel Hackett on the fired list. Josh McDaniels, it's just his first year. It hasn't been good. I keep thinking Tom Brady is going to Las Vegas to reunite with Josh McDaniels. And if McDaniels isn't there, Brady isn't going there, and Gronk isn't coming back either. So I think McDaniels is important to that scenario. He has only been there 1 year. Most of it has been bad. But if McDaniels can't get Brady, and they can easily move on from Carr at quarterback, then yeah, I think the Raiders could, after 1 year, make a move there. But I'll just call it unlikely at this point. Let me bring up Staley. I often do, because I think that's Sean Payton's preferred landing spot in Los Angeles. As a colleague of mine once said about L.A., L.A. is a great place to live if you have a lot of money. Sean Payton has a lot of money, and the Chargers would pay him a lot of money to come live there and work there and coach the Chargers, and he would coach Justin Herbert. Now, as we speak, the Chargers are in the playoff chase, but just because they're in the playoff chase, or even if they win maybe one playoff game, I don't know that that's enough to go forward with Staley. Granted, it's just 2 years with Staley, but he was brought in after working on the defensive side for Sean McVay, and the Chargers' defense is messy. And when healthy, they should be much better considering some of the talent that they have. They are one of the worst run defenses in the National Football League. I don't think Staley's doing a good job for that defense, and I don't think he does game management very well, and he certainly isn't helping one of the best young quarterbacks in the game, a quarterback who's thrown for over 4,000 yards his first three seasons. So Payton, to me, is a significant upgrade over Staley. So I would put Staley on this list. And the last one that's on the list that might surprise some, but it's just because he's been there a while and they seem to be at a crossroads, is the Tennessee Titans. If the Jaguars win the division and the Titans don't go to the playoffs, I could see Tennessee making a move at head coach. You don't really know who the quarterback is going to be next year. I think the Ryan Tannehill thing is done. It's probably too much of a leap of faith to guarantee that it's Malik Willis's job next year, because he has so much to learn. Maybe he's best learning it from somebody new. Vrabel's a defensive-minded head coach. So, it's been a few years now since the Titans gave the Chiefs a real run for their money in the AFC title game. They've been going backwards ever since, losing in an earlier round of the playoffs every year, and to lose the AFC South to the Jacksonville Jaguars in Trevor Lawrence's second year and Doug Peterson's first year after the Urban Meyer disaster of 2021 doesn't reflect much on Vrabel, and perhaps Vrabel would need a change of scenery also. I think he'd get another head coaching job, or I'm sure Bill Belichick would love to have him on his staff in New England. Now, maybe Vrabel can bring in Tom Brady to Nashville, and that saves Vrabel's job, and that solves the quarterback issue. I mean, to me, the three most likely landing spots for Tom Brady next year are Las Vegas, San Francisco, and Tennessee. But I thought Brady would end up with Tennessee a few years ago, and that didn't happen. Not sure it would happen now. So there are other names that I think could be on the list that currently include Matt Rhule, Nathaniel Hackett, and Frank Reich as coaching changes from the 2022 season in terms of their teams having a different head coach in 2023. What do you think? Wright.Todd@yahoo.com, Wright.Todd@yahoo.com. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast, and we will talk to you again next time.